It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. February 19th, 1971, the first warrant to search a computer is issued in San Jose. The search would ultimately lead to a conviction of theft of trade secrets. 1974, Nolan Bushnell was issued a patent for a video game positioning control system for his Pong home video game system. 1981, the IAPX-432 processor was introduced by Intel, the company's first 32-bit processor. 1986, Activision, an American computer and video game developer, make a deal to acquire Infocom for $7.5 million in cash and stock. 1987, Apple Computer registers internet domain apple.com. It's one of the first 100 companies to register a .com domain. 1990, Thomas Knoll, PhD student at the University of Michigan, wrote a program that would create images on the Macintosh Plus. At the time, it was in grayscale, but his brother, John Knoll, who worked for Industrial Light and Magic, caught wind of the program, and they both worked on turning it into a full imaging program. They took a six-month sabbatical, and after a few meetings with Adobe, Adobe Photoshop 1.0 was born. 1991, American Video Entertainment accuses Nintendo of secretly making technical changes to the Nintendo Entertainment System to make competitors' game cartridges unplayable. 1994, Mike Goodwin published an article entitled "When Copying Isn't Theft, How the Government Stumbled in a Hacker Case." It was the January-February issue of Internet World magazine. 1996, Apple Computer announced that Motorola's computer group had licensed the Mac OS software. Motorola would be able to sublicense Mac OS to other manufacturers who purchase PowerPC motherboards from Motorola. And in 1997, Heidi Roizen, vice president of the developer relations, resigns from Apple Computer in order to spend more time with her family. And the U.S. federal government announced a severe crackdown on internet-based scams in which users were lured to free software which covertly dialed international toll numbers after being run. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. February is the month of love, groundhogs, and static electricity. Colder homes are nice for computers, but the static charges they give from being too dry can be more than a shock to your system. They could render your computer useless. If you don't protect from the winter month, you could find your machine and all of its data gone. Carbonite is here to help with that. Founded in 2005, Carbonite backs up over 300 billion files to their secure servers, from photos of your newborn to important videos of the family and friends, not to mention those years of scanned documents you've been spending days digitizing. All of it gets stored in their secure cloud so you're protected from fire, theft, other acts, but also able to pull it down from your iPad to show those cute pictures to friends and family. Your data is secure, encrypted, and free from static electricity. And if you are a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's your life backed up for $59.95 a year, a small investment in important files. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2001, Apple Computer announced that it had begun shipping the new 733 MHz PowerMac G4, which was the first system to feature a SuperDrive combination CD rewritable DVD readable drive, as well as be able to read and write CDs and DVD media. 2002, Paul Puzryev and Sergey Larionov released the Mini BB under a GNU General Public License. It's a PHP-based threaded discussion board designed to be user-friendly and easily installed. 2003, Microsoft announced that it had acquired Kinectix, a developer of virtualization software. And version 2.3.8.2 of the program, our Python programming language, was released. 2004, a Louisiana man was arrested by the FBI for releasing the 911 worm to web TV users in 2002. David Gianson of Louisiana allegedly sent an email to web TV users that included the worm, which reprogrammed their computers to dial 911. Also in 2004, Yahoo discontinued the use of Google-powered search results, launching its own search algorithm. 2008, cell phone analog networks in the United States were shut down. Net Zero closed their free phone number service. And WikiLeaks, the site that posted leaked documents, was taken offline by order of a California judge. That ruling was later overturned. 2009, Dell petitions the USPTO to cancel a Canadian trademark from Scion for the word netbook. Dell stated that the company doesn't even use the netbook moniker anymore. And in 2014, Facebook acquired messenger app WhatsApp for $19 billion in cash, stock, and Facebook shares.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.